All right, this is the SB Live Washington podcast, your home for coverage of high school sports and the people who play them across the Evergreen State. I'm Andy Bueller, reporter with SB Live. And with me is my partner in crime, a man of many hats, a senior reporter and the prodigal son of Tacoma, Todd Millis. Todd, how we doing?
Doing well, Andy. It's middle of August. We start training camp very soon. And then that's sort of the start of the countdown to football games in September. It's going to be fun.
Well, you're right. And, you know, we're going to talk the 3A landscape here today on this podcast as we've been breaking down each classification. But just to recap, for the first time in 2 years, a full fall high school football season is upon us, finally. The COVID-19 pandemic upended the 2020 season, postponing it to the spring. The teams played shortened seasons. There were no state playoffs, but that is all a thing of the past. Here, we're bringing you episodic breakdowns of SB Live's top 10 rankings in each classification. These rankings and all of our work can be found on scorebooklive.com/Washington and read on the SB Live Sports app as well. You can download that for free. You can also find our top 10 classification rankings here linked in the show notes. I highly recommend doing so. That'd be a helpful guide throughout our conversation, but I'll read them for you here before we get going. So we're going to dissect this 3A classification. Let me read you these rankings real quick, and then Todd, I'm going to throw it to you because I know you have a ton of questions. Starting off at number one, we have O'Day. Number two, Seattle Prep. Number three, Spanaway Lake. Number four, Bellevue. Five, Kennewick. Six is Yelm. Seven, Lincoln of Tacoma. Eight is Eastside Catholic. Nine is Mount Spokane. And 10 is Marysville Pilchuck. Todd, I'm tossing the talking stick your way. What's it going to be?
Well, I know like me, you've talked to a lot of coaches here over the last month, and especially in the 4A and 3A ranks. Now that you've sort of gotten all this information together, Andy, what's sort of your general feeling about this, the way this classification breaks down?
Well, it's probably the deepest classification, and by deep, I mean the most potential state playoff teams. We're putting together our top 50 now. As you listen to this, it's probably releasing slowly as a countdown, but, you know, 11 through 20 in this preseason top 50, or this 3A preseason rankings, has a ton of teams I really like. And so, you know, I think by just naming teams that are not in the top 10, like a Lakes, a Ferndale, a Rainier Beach, who has a ton of talent, and, you know, consistently good programs like Mountain View and Peninsula, or programs that are building something like Auburn Mountain View, Auburn Riverside. I'm really kind of looking at a lot of those teams as, you know, hey, we just don't know with those teams yet. I mean, you know, we could be looking and we can make a guess now, but, you know, come middle of the season, you know, who knows who has developed, who knows who's taken this offseason seriously, or more seriously than others, and who's, you know, has potentially players that are going to break out and, you know, teams that are just kind of waiting to pop. And so I look at our top 10 rankings and I say, you know, okay, we're kind of waiting to see which spring 2021 darling has staying power. There were some teams like Spanaway Lake in the spring that ran the table, won a really impressive PCL title with, you know, a really talented young core that returns a lot of that. Similarly, Seattle Prep, taking down O'Day and Eastside in consecutive weeks in the regular season, going and finishing second in the Metro League playoff. You know, I look at those teams, I think, you know, who, you know, which of those teams are going to be around and here to stay? Obviously return the talent. Can they keep it rolling? I think our gamble in the preseason is yes, but, you know, we'll see how it plays out.
That's an interesting word, using the word darling. And this seemed to be the classification where, like you said, two teams sort of jumped, you know, from the shadows and into the forefront in Seattle Prep and Spanaway Lake. Obviously, both of their coaches were our state co-coaches of the year, Aaron Mall at Seattle Prep and Cameron Roback at Spanaway Lake. Now, you know, kind of looking at that Metro League team, and we were at the Metro League Championship at Memorial to close out the season, three teams in the top 10. You mentioned Rainier Beach just kind of missing outside the top 10. How do you think this league's going to shake out in the fall of 2021?
Strong again. I mean, when you have three teams in our top 10, you know, Rainier Beach, a top 20 team with a ton of potential, I think that just proves that. You know, O'Day has obviously earned the right to be number one in 3A with its, you know, it's been knocking on the door here for a couple of years since it last won a state title. Monty Kohler brings back a phenomenal group that, you know, we could spend all podcast talking about. But I think the biggest question mark here is, you know, we had them at number eight, but it's the two-time defending 3A state champs, Eastside Catholic. They replace a lot. They should have an awesome defense. You know, Deshaun Misa, four-star linebacker, Drew Sanidad as a safety, a great two-sport athlete. And you know, that's just the tip of the iceberg. But I think they have some question marks on offense. You know, breaking in a new quarterback in Brady McKell here. Apologies, Brady, if I'm mispronouncing your name. He went and won the accuracy contest at the Northwest Nine, and those coaches, you know, like what they've seen out of him so far. He'll have weapons to get it to. Dallas Daly was phenomenal last year. You know, linebacker and wide receiver as well. He made some really nice plays. You know, I just see Eastside being the team that, you know, who knows, the things could really come together offensively, especially with new offensive coordinator Michael Bumpus, who obviously was a Wazoo great. He was recently a head coach at Monroe, had those guys in the playoffs in 2019. So really big get, I think, from an offseason acquisition standpoint for them to bring him in, just from a culture standpoint, just from a, you know, he's a great football mind that you know, is well respected. So I look at the Metro League as, you know, mainly the traditional powers up top, but, you know, it's just a matter of how those traditional powers might stack up. And if there's, you know, somebody in that next tier that's going to break through like Seattle Prep did last year.
Yeah, let's not forget about Garfield. Good young talent.
Yeah, yeah, that's a perfect example.
So, I mean, there are some, again, this league is so deep in so many sports, and it's proven time and time again on a yearly basis. So, but don't forget about that Garfield team. And you know, Ballard is going to be well coached. I know they're probably going to have to reload, you know, restock the cupboards a little bit, but that team's slowly becoming a program, and he's done a nice job there. So, you know, it's funny because this is a classification, Andy, as you know, where it seems like a team, you know, one that we're not expecting comes and makes a deep run in the playoffs, you know, Mount Spokane, a Mountain View, you know, Rainier Beach and Garfield, when they played in the state semifinals a few years ago. Do you have a deep sleeper candidate in 3A heading into the fall?
Well, I think that every one of those teams you named is still in the picture. You know, I look at Mount Spokane out east, and they've really liked their quarterback, Kellen Flanagan, who's had the opportunity to further connect with his teammates, his receivers, get timing down, learn the offense this offseason after being kind of an early season transfer last year from Meade. And he's got weapons around him too. Tyler Alm back at running back, out wide. Jordan Sands at wide receiver had some really nice moments last year, and looks like he's having a good summer. So Mount Spokane at number nine, I think, stands out. I think a team that, you know, has been in that picture and has earned the right with what they did 2 years ago to be in the state title, state championship contending discussion is Kennewick. Randy Alfalter gets the job after 20 plus years at Ellensburg 2 years ago, and first year, you know, in a new city, a new program, brings that team to the 3A state semifinals, and they gave O'Day a game too. And so, you know, they return their running back from that team. The Lions return Miles Mayofsky at running back, at linebacker. He's a guy with, you know, Division I interest. And, you know, as one MCC opposing coach put it, entering, when I talked to them about Kennewick, was, hey, when you have Miles Mayofsky, you're a state contender. I don't care. And, you know, of course, he was an all-state level kid 2 years ago, battled some injuries in the spring, and he'll be back. But, you know, Kennewick, they return more strengths than they do question marks. I wouldn't be surprised for them to take that next step. State semis is one thing. I think they have the talent to go further.
You talk about how talent rich the Metro League is annually. There is a team that has sort of emerged here over the last, you know, half decade to a decade, even as far back as John Kitna, and that's Lincoln of Tacoma. has the talent to match up with those teams. And again, this is a team that you look at: Jaden Wayne, a 5-star defensive end, junior; Jabari Johnson, the 2-time Northwest 9 champion in the underclassmen division. This is a team that's loaded in a lot of different spots on the football field. What's kind of your take going about the Abes heading into 2021? They didn't win the league last year, which I think surprised us a little bit.
Well, it did, but you know, think of all the factors that were kind of working against them in the spring. You're breaking in a new quarterback and a really talented one, dual threat in Jabari Johnson, who had, you know, Pac-12 offers entering his sophomore year. But you're still breaking in underclassmen and doing so under pandemic circumstances, where you have limited amount of time around your teammates in an officially, you know, padded, controlled setting. And so I wonder if we're going to learn this fall that some of those factors in the spring, might have been reasons that Lincoln maybe underperformed against teams like, Steilacoom or Spanaway Lake, because they certainly have the talent, to make a deep run. And we look at this team, you know, when Julian Simon enrolled early at USC too last year, you know, I think, obviously he's making a personal decision and one that was, you know, is, you could argue he made the right decision for his own future, but that's a big impact felt in every facet of the game, in the locker room, as a leader. I think you saw Lincoln start to find those voices, throughout the year. And I think when you're coming into this year, they're playing a tough schedule. They play at Bellevue. They, you know, obviously have a tough league slate. I think we're going to find out quickly about these Abes. And if I'm them and I see the way that season in the spring went and Spanaway Lake kind of, you know, getting this shine in the preseason, I think Lincoln's going to enter the season playing angry. And we're going to see, maybe a statement early on.
Well, yeah, well-made point, Andy. I live here. I live 5 minutes from Lincoln. You can't really understate the impact that Julian Simon and in his early enrollment at USC had on this team. This is a team that suddenly it was Jabari and Jaden kind of being the guys, kind of having to find that voice and never really being in that prominent role. It's going to be interesting to see what that team with those two guys does in year two. Again, it would not surprise me to see them come back and be closer to the team that reached the state semifinals back in 2019, losing to Eastside Catholic. So now what do we do? There's so many good players in 3A. For your money, who is your preseason 3A State Player of the Year candidate?
Well, the first two that come to mind are with our preseason number one. I think we saw Jason Brown have just as good of a freshman year as, you've been doing this a lot longer than I have, Todd. Have you seen many freshmen do what he did in the Metro League last year as, you know, 5'9", running back? So of course, I think it starts with Jason Brown, a guy who we know will return a really strong line, somebody that got in between the tackles, is not built like a freshman. That freshman adjustment period, Monty Kohler doesn't typically play freshmen, and he earned his way into the rotation last year with some show-stopping performances, especially, late against Seattle Prep. He outgained the entire Seattle Prep offense in that Metro League playoff game. But I think right next to him is, you know, a guy at offensive tackle who, you know, the line tends to get a little bit less credit just because they're doing the dirty work. They don't necessarily have the touchdowns attached to their name. O'Day's line is machine-like. It operates like a work of art. It should be the state's best entering the year. So, you know, if the Irish can win it all, there's a strong case to be made for its best lineman, and that's Mark Naboo, who was a Washington commit, recently decommitted. But he's a guy that just with his size, with his technique, and just overall mass, he's going to make colleges, a college, really, really happy whenever he decides where he's going to school next. So I think you start with the two at O'Day. I think Josiah Wagner at Spanaway Lake coming on as an underclassman and not only showing that he's, you know, a cornerback that is a 4-star according to 24/7 Sports, but that he can also bust off for 230 plus yards running in a game when he wants to and really be an impact whenever he touches the ball offensively. I'm sure you'll have a lot to say about Josiah because you covered him closely last year, covering those games and that team. But Behind him, I see Jabari Johnson at Lincoln potentially having a huge year, and not to mention a guy that we've already talked about, a guy that was an All-State honorable mention as a sophomore, Miles Mayofsky at Kennewick, who's going to be a two-way stud this year.
Yeah, way to settle on one guy there, Andy.
Oh, did you want me to pick one? I can make a pick.
I mean, geez, let's put you on the spot. Names? No, those six. I mean, those five or six guys you mentioned, and all those running backs, and then yeah, you're right. Josiah Wagner might have been the most well-rounded skill non-quarterback skill position guy I saw in the county last year. He's fantastic. I would suspect that Isaiah Carlson at Ferndale too.
Yep.
One of those skill position guys I think is gonna have a leg up on the competition as our 3A state player of the year come December.
No question. Yeah, and there's no football has been played yet, so I'm sure we'll be sitting here 2 weeks in going, wow, there are a lot of young men that have played their way into this conversation. So thank you all for listening. Todd, thank you for peppering me with these questions. I'm on Twitter at Andy Bueller. He is at Many Hats Millis. You can follow along as we continue to lead up to the fall 2021 season at SB Live WA on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. These 3A rankings are on the site, scorebooklive.com/Washington, and the SB Live Sports app. So we'll be back with the 4A rankings and a breakdown of that classification real quick. Thank you for listening. This podcast is brought to you by SB Live Washington and SB Live Sports, your national hub for high school sports news and information. Subscribe for free wherever you get podcasts. If you do it on Apple Podcasts, please leave us a rating and a review to help us best serve you, the listener. You can find our website at scorebooklive.com/Washington. There you'll see news, features, highlights, podcasts, and everything in the world of high school sports across this state. As always, a big shout out to our sponsor, Washington Federal. Thanks to Dan Dickow and Todd Millis for bringing the heat every week. This song you're hearing is by the band Woodrow. It's called So Far Away. It's written by James Schroeder, Carl Johnson, and my dad, Matt Bueller. I'm Andy Bueller. We'll be back next week.